Welcome to Everdeen!
No!
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone.
And baby Toe.
That guy right there.
That guy.
That's Bubblegum Pino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, daddy.
Good day to you. Good day to you.
Good day to you.
Good day to you.
Good day to you.
Bruce, looking svelte today.
What's going on?
What is going on?
Dude, svelte?
What?
Looking svelte?
Svelte.
Skinny.
Yeah, good.
Oh, nice.
Compliment.
Cool. Come on, you're a man of...
You're a man of svelte.
Of class and sophistication.
Class, sophistication, education. I would have expected you to know svelte.
Yeah, I was thinking of like suede. Or like suave.
Ooh, Rico suave.
Yeah. Suave.
Rico.
But no, that's not
Rico
what
suave.
I'm saying I look.
I wouldn't say you look suave today, but svelte.
I never look suave.
No, that's not true. Zito's suave. Wedding, you look suave.
Yeah, you look suave when you go back home and shave your
face. You're right. I do have suave in the golf.
I bet you it's one night, one day this summer, you're going to look suave.
Oh, yeah. Multiple. I have like six weddings this year.
I don't know anytime soon, but.
Looking suave.
Let's get ready for those, okay?
Yeah.
Suave.
Mitt, how are we?
I'm doing great, actually.
What did he just say?
I was speaking about Bruce's six weddings. That sounds awful.
No,
I'm doing
weddings
great.
Are a great time.
It's a little anxiety inducing.
I mean, six.
Are you in them?
Some.
If you're in them, there's some anxiety that goes along with it, I think. But if you're just attending, that's a great time.
Well, I travel and...
Yeah, I got a couple I'm supposed to go to.
Yeah, but you get to get out and see the sights. Love the sights.
I'm supposed to go to one in Calgary. I fear that I might not
listen,
make
this
that
show,
trip.
This show right
San
here.
Antonio. I got to go to Buffalo.
Hey, this show right here. Between now and September 5th. Okay. You're good to, you go to a wedding.
No, you don't, Bruce. You fucking buckle down. You get your fucking Marquette and you get your fucking Iowa State plus 1.5 at Cincinnati.
I do like Iowa State.
I got my teeth kicked in the NBA last night.
Yeah, it wasn't great for me. I had a nice NHL parlay until the Vegas Golden Knights puked all over it.
Yeah, I'm just doing the classic, like, oh, it's 7:45. Let me just hammer the Knicks, and then they lose at the last moment.
They were down quite a bit.
That is a fortress.
Yeah, yep. Houston
is a problem.
You don't walk into Houston and get one.
No, you don't.
The Rockets are 19-9 at home. Their center, Sengun, is just the classic opponent center that you don't like playing against. He's very good. But yeah, that Drew Holiday, brother of Drew Holiday, was balling. He scored like 12 straight points. Yeah, tough place. Tough barn. Tough place.
Who was I on that?
The Nuggets laid an egg for us. Mitt, I don't really know why, but I'm on the Bucks.
Yep. I'm that
cash.
Yeah, that pissed me off late last night.
Yeah, me too.
Good pick.
The Clippers got kind of boat raced.
They did as well.
Clippers got boat.
This is the...
Were we on Golden State?
Yeah,
we talked about this yesterday. This is the before All-Star game lull here.
Yeah,
we're getting there. I mean, but there's a lot of good games tonight.
Oh, there's a lot of good games.
A lot of good games
in all sport tonight.
In all sport.
My approach tonight is the fuck it alternate spread and moneyline favorite 10-leg parlay.
I like it.
I would also like to let you know that I have an 8-leg college basketball moneyline parlay.
Okay.
I like it.
I have two NBA plays. I'll get them out of the way.
You won't. You fucking won't.
They're the last two games of the night.
Oh, the last two, the best two, he says.
I'm going to take the Pistons plus 11.
So they've covered 8 straight as a double-digit underdog.
Bingo. I will take the Pistons plus 11 at the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oof.
And I'm going to take the Blazers plus the 9 at home to the T-Wolves. It looks like a little bit of a letdown spot after the big win
last
night.
That was a big win.
On a back-to-back. So I'm going to take two big dogs tonight. Ruff, ruff, ruff. Good luck to me. What say you, Gumpy?
Let me tell you about OKC on the money line.
Okay.
And then let me tell you.
In Orlando.
Yes. I love OKC tonight. And then I also have a Suns-Celtics money line parlay.
Okay.
Which I actually really like as well.
Celtics, you feel pretty confident probably winning that one. And
Suns are starting to cook.
It might be the Rockets on the brain, but Orlando Magic have been putting up quite the fight at home lately.
Yeah. They scared me. That's why I didn't take that one.
And AC.
I am on the Magic plus +3 going against.
Fight.
The Bucks, I believe, will cover with the Heat. They are rolling, especially
back-to-back
defensively. They are on a back-to-back, but they are shutting their opponents down at a clip where I am comfortable backing them as a favorite at home on the second leg. And then I'm fading you once again, Gumpy.
Wow.
I like the pesky Kings going into Phoenix
again. Wow.
Kind of the sleepy.
Wow, you two aren't friends tonight.
No, not at all.
No,
not
at all.
You two should watch together.
Probably not.
Yeah, yeah. Let's watch that 10 o'clock tip together.
Yeah, swing by. I'll leave the door open.
Yeah, I'll tuck you in.
If he were to come by, is there anywhere to sit besides the Viking?
The Viking's a 3-person couch.
Yeah, we got one in the middle for our...
Yeah, you have... So
drinks.
The middle console is for drinks, and it's a charging station. As long as there's only two people.
Okay,
we're good. Viking is like a movie theater in there.
It is. But with more screens.
What if one of your hockey friends wants to come over and watch hockey?
If there's more than two people, there will be an issue at the apartment, okay? We got no stools. We just got the Viking.
Jesus.
I love talking Viking.
It's a phenomenal coach. It's
thank you, boys.
I have thought about getting a sectional.
Sure.
Boy,
no,
there's nothing I love more than a good.
I think you have the Viking, and then maybe you add.
My Costco sectional. My Costco sectional blows the Viking out of the water.
No, I don't think so.
I wouldn't go that
far. Two USB chargers.
That's just wrong.
I don't think so.
That's just
Bruce.
Just lied to the
people. What do you have tonight in the NBA?
Oh, I just said my NBA picks, Tony. I believe we need. Mitt McMahon.
You did. You went against Gumpy twice.
This is how we ended up talking about the Viking.
Yeah, Bruce. I remember
over.
Now. I
Bruce
remember.
Coming over for the 10-10 tip.
Yeah, and I'm betting both the 10 o'clock games. I got Sacramento plus +4.5. They just lost their last game. I'm kind of just rolling for a bounce back there. And then I also got the Lakers minus the 10.5. Detroit still stinks at basketball. So we'll leave that as it is.
Did he go against me?
Yeah, we will. Oh, yeah. We will leave that as it is.
Feels like everyone's putting their dukes up.
Tonight. Yeah, we are. I'm also betting OKC.
I got sitting here. I got no fucking dukes.
The one game that we agreed on, any of us actually, is me and Gumpy OKC money line going into Orlando.
Welcome. Yeah, but Bruce is on the other side.
That's
of that
fine.
One. Yeah,
two against one. Well. Fucking.
Yeah, we'll beat the shit out of Bruce.
Someone's gonna win tonight.
Yeah, so let's hope.
Ah, huh? Nick. Hey.
Let's win the game.
Mitt, do the thing.
Mitt, do the thing.
Thank you. Thank you.
What are you in here to talk about?
I'm talking about the ice, Tony.
Let's start with fucking...
It's a heavy ice night.
Heavy slate.
What did PK call Darius? DJ? Let's talk about DJ not knowing who Patrick Waugh is.
Yeah, DJB. Well, slapper. I mean, Patrick Waugh would slap it out of the end.
The disrespect.
Yeah, listen, there was a... D-Butts had a 50-50 chance there, and he chose wrong. That's through no fault of his. He's a newer hockey fan. He doesn't know the legacy of the game. He doesn't know the history of the game.
The disrespect also to Eddie, the Eagle Belfour.
I'm going to make some
points. Eddie was a good goalie. He does not deserve to be in anyone's top three.
What?
Except for yours, because he's your guy and your team. I get that.
Yeah, all those rivalry games. Fucking won.
I'm going to make some plays tonight on the ice.
I love that. Let's hear him, Tony.
Well, let's start. Let's roll
okay,
through.
Let's
roll
go.
Through it. Ducks, through Canadians. I got nothing there.
Oh. I will take the Ducks here. They're playing some of the best puck they've played all year. 3-1-1 after the All-Star break. Habs have lost two in a row. Give me the Ducks at plus money.
What the fuck? By far the best shirt you've ever worn.
You guys, have you gone to Bees Lightning yet?
We just started.
We are one game away from Bees Lightning.
Okay.
Get tight.
Let's go.
I will.
Let's go, Blue.
Who do you like in Ducks Habs after we just had PK Subban on?
I mean, Ducks fly together, baby.
Yeah, okay.
I don't have a pick for Blues.
I'm on the
I
Habs.
Do have a pick for I'm Blues. Maple Leafs. It's going to be Blues plus the 1.5.
Whoa. Okay.
I don't hate that.
Is it in St. Louis?
No, it's in the Maple Leafs.
Good. St. Louis is a dump.
They better not. The fucking Leafs better not let the fucking Blues in their kitchen.
Yeah, well, it sounds like they might let
them. If they fucking tuck them in.
Now, Lightning at Bees minus -150-ish. I would be on the ball.
Here we go.
Yes.
I'm on the Bees money line. And
we're all on the Bees.
It's strictly one reason. it's Bradley Marchand's 1,000th game tonight.
Holy shit.
They will honor him the next game, but tonight's all business.
They also lost their last game, and they don't lose back-to-back.
Yeah, never do. Did Pasta score last game?
No, I think they got shut up.
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ, did we? He didn't score the game before either. I don't. Oh no, we watched the game. They got shut out.
When was that?
Yeah,
again. Oh,
yeah, that was Saturday.
Yeah,
right?
We lost a lot.
Yeah,
money.
I think that was the last game.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yep. Lost money.
I live bet the Bruins like 5 times.
Oh yeah.
Great. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna put basically everything I won on the Super Bowl on Pasta goal. All
right.
Okay.
Nice reminder to Venmo.
I think I'm deciding.
I thought you were gonna say B's money line.
I'm switching books today. I'm going to put all the money I have left in this one book on Pasta goal as well.
Okay.
All right. Pasta goal, it is, boys.
There it is.
Okay, I'm just going to take the B's money line.
I'm going to do that too. Pasta goal with
B's everything I have.
B's money line and Pasta goal is probably like plus 200. Plus.
Let's eat some fucking rigatoni tonight, boys, huh?
Yeah.
Come on now, boys.
This is for everything.
This is for all the marbles, boys. Pasta.
You guys thought fucking it was over with the Super Bowl. We're betting
This is the most
I've betting 5,000 quid on the fucking Pasta goal.
This is the most I put on a bet all season long.
Me too.
Haven't watched a Bees game all season long.
Sure. I have. They are fucking nasty still.
Okay. Here we go.
All right,
gentlemen. Hammer down.
Hammer down.
That happens. This is the offseason. This is what happens.
Mm-hmm. You have to. Mm-hmm.
You just throw shit at the wall, right, Mitt?
I mean,
that's not shit at the wall. That's a good bet.
It's a great bet.
Okay. Well, let's continue. Let's continue.
Let's continue.
It is a plus 140 parlay.
Oh, that's juicy.
That's it?
Yeah, but hopefully the rigatoni is nice and spicy.
Yeah. If you bet 5,000
on that, that'd be spicy. The rigatoni.
Kings are in the Sabres.
Hockeywood.
I'm also on the Kings. After firing their coach, they seem to have found a bit of juice. They beat the Oilers the other night, for God's sake. Give me the Kings on the road in Buffalo.
Wouldn't be the first time Todd McClellan fucking held a team back. Am I right?
True. Let's hope they get it done. Right. Come on, hockey.
Am I right?
Lancher at the Capitals.
Oh, this is short.
I'm actually going to take the Lancher 60-minute.
What was PK talking about the Capitals?
Ovechkin starting to heat up.
He was just saying word.
I think he's got 4 goals in his last 4 games, so that's worrisome. Unless you're a Caps fan, that's fucking beautiful news. You've been waiting for that all year. I will take Colorado on the 60-minute money line. Colorado's going with their old faithful Charlie Lindgren. Tried him out there against Georgiev. Come on, Colorado. Come on,
Lance.
Come on.
They're fighting it a little bit.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
I forgot.
Next fucking
game. I forgot that the Pacers.
Post the show.
I forgot that the Pacers.
They're dropping the puck.
Lost Carmine. Fucking Hornets last night. Blue Jackets are at the Sens. Sens are hot.
Nothing for me.
Okay.
That's it. Possible Bruins money line is plus 150.
Oh, okay.
Oh, for sure.
Plus 150 on BetMGM.
Shop around if you can.
Kraken are at the Isles.
Now, Tony, this does apply to your rule of...
Where you do crack.
Yeah. Long Island is definitely a place where there could be some crack.
Long Island.
Unfortunately, Kraken got smacked last night.
Copenhagen is eagle-ass.
And they're on a back-to-back. And if I know one thing...
Paddy Waugh loves facing the team on a back-to-back.
You don't smoke crack around Paddy Waugh.
No.
Yeah. And Sorokin's going, we're thinking maybe Grubworm for the Kraken.
Grubworm's going?
No, thanks. Give me the Isles at home.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What about the Devils at the Braves?
Devils on a back-to-back playing good puck.
Devils on a back-to-back. They are playing good. They've had some goaltender issues this year. That's what the Devils fan base is clamoring for at the deadline. They're looking for a goalie.
Yeah, they want Fleury.
In this case...
They've had goalie issues forever.
Since Marty Brodeur.
Bruce Copenhagen just tied it.
I know.
Copes?
Copenhagen.
Yeah. Give me the Preds.
Copes. Cope harder, Bruce.
The Preds are playing a little bit better after the All-Star break. Also, just found this out. Preds are 9-1 in their last 10 against New Jersey.
What?
So they got a chance here with New Jersey coming off the back.
Did they ever play each other? Does that record go back?
It goes back a little bit, but still. When the numbers are that one-sided, I think that's fair to put in play.
That is fair.
Okay. Game of the night.
Yes, it is.
Hurricanes at Texas Hockey.
This was very close to having our friend decide the game. No. But we've done that already this year. I didn't want to piss Gumps off. I didn't want to play with the gambling gods like that or the hockey gods. It's tough.
How come... Our friend, the coin,
yeah,
didn't pick the coin toss of the Super Bowl.
wasn't asked. Carolina.
Coin is never asked.
On the road, plus money here coming in.
Good idea.
4-1 in their last five at home. 7-0-1 in their last eight on the road. Yeah, that's... It's impressive what they put together after. We thought they were going to come out of the gates flying. They did not.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Seems like they found a way. Dallas, 2-0-1 after the All-Star break. They're getting it together, too.
Sure. Never lost.
I'm assuming you're taking Texas hockey. I would lean that way just because they're at home. If it was in Carolina, I would lean Carolina. I'm staying away.
All right.
Okay.
Birds up.
Canucks are big favorites at the Blackhawks.
Okay. Give me the Couvers puck line.
Ooh. Okay. You know what I've done
here? I like
here.
It.
You know what I've done here?
What have you done here?
Go to the next game, Tony.
Couver's coils.
Has Bedard recovered from getting demolished?
They're thinking next week he still might be back. Soup.
He's done for the year. Couver's oil.
What was the injury?
Parlay. You broke a jaw.
He broke his fucking jaw, dude.
Let's get him a fucking fishbowl and get him out there.
That's what you're going to see.
Cool.
Cool. Yeah, maybe my favorite, but I've said that a lot this show. I do like the Oilers-Couvers moneyline parlay. I do fancy.
Okay.
I do worry about the Wings, though.
I'm going to take the Wings plus 1.5.
Oh!
Chihuahua!
They're playing good puck. Edmonton has cooled off.
Oh!
They've dropped a couple here in a row. Give me the Wings plus 1.5. I think they can keep it close. They've had some good third period comebacks this year, too.
The Coyle streak in the other way?
No, they have fucking McDavid, Brooks.
Yeah, it's not that much of a streak, dude. But it is getting there.
They should fire that
coach. I shouldn't even say getting there. They're just, what is the exact number? Two or three they've dropped now?
We've seen them lose.
We saw them lose, and then they got smacked by Hockeywood.
That's all I'm saying.
Hockeywood,
stand up.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay.
It's a good slate.
Thanks, Nick.
That is a good slate.
Be safe out there.
Sticks on the ice.
Mitt, can you do the sound to send him away?
Da, 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 da.
Thank you, Mitt.
Do, 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 do.
Ba, 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 ba. Ba, 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 ba.
We in the stew singing say bay bay.
Say bay bay. Say bebe. Say bebe.
Let's head to bebe. Is it a nice?
Say bebe.
Is that a nice slate?
It is.
Hey, it is.
It is.
It is.
I think we're going against each other again. You like Marquette?
Always.
No, not a 4.5. I don't.
Ooh.
I liked him earlier on the money line, but I'm not going to give it out because it's minus 200 now. And 4.5 feels like a lot at Butler.
Yeah, it does. I like Butler plus 4.5. They're part of my
alt. You guys should go.
They're part of my alt spread.
We would, but we got that hockey game at 10:10. I don't know if we can do both.
Well,
I appreciate all the fucking plans, though.
It's 6:30. We could probably, make a night out of this.
All right, let's go.
Oh, yeah, you guys should.
I mean, exactly what I wanted to do after a week in Vegas. I'd fucking tuck myself in at 1 a.m.
All right, well, anyway, I'm on fucking Butler. I also like there just won't stop being a mafia.
Yes.
But
gets your fucking Johnnies, Tony.
Why is Leipzig trending?
Leipzig?
They're playing.
They're playing Real Madrid.
Are they winning?
Zeros.
They have been in terrible form, I read.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Go back to the Johnnies. Providence playing the Johnnies.
Yeah, we're on the
Flyers. Yeah, the Johnnies are there. I will say, Dick Pitino, of all the guys that might know where to drop a couple envelopes in Providence, is Dick Pitino. Yeah, that does,
you could say that.
That does concern me a little bit.
You could say that.
I think Texas A&M beats the shit out of Vanderbilt.
Ooh.
That just I just looked at their recent performances, and sure. It seems like.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh. I think Florida State covers at Virginia Tech.
Okay.
I think Ole Miss takes Kentucky deep tonight.
Okay. Ooh. Kentucky's been not so good.
No. They got the big Croatian guy.
Yeah, you were all fucking pumped about.
Ivisic or something. But yeah, not a lot of continuity over there and not a lot of defensive efficiency.
No.
And then I think we agree, Gumsh, on Iowa State.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Cyclones for sure.
Yeah, that's the lock of the day in my play of the day. Ones?
Plus 1.5 at Cincy. I do like it.
POD?
I fancy it.
That is my POD.
If I had any money left in my account, I would, you know.
Find some, brother.
I'll try. I'm switching. I'm trying a new one.
Find some.
Yes,
brother. Brother. With Bruce on Iowa State, with Bruce on Providence, I like New Mexico catching 2.5 at Nevada.
Obviously.
Big game.
Huge game.
And then I got this moneyline parlay.
Let's hear it.
Dayton. Davidson.
A whole lot of A-10.
North Carolina.
A whole lot of A-10 up in this motherfucker.
Virginia.
A whole lot of ACC.
Florida.
A whole lot of...
Wisconsin.
Okay, ACC, Big Ten.
Baylor.
Big 12.
And Kentucky.
Back to the SEC.
That's an 8-piece for plus 600.
Yeah, I do wish, because every time I pick them or think about them, that Marshall Henderson is still on Ole Miss.
He's not.
It was like a decade ago.
But they have the beard.
He's a great ball coach.
The beard man is a great ball coach.
Yeah. Great ball coach.
We'll leave it there.
Don't fucking say anything.
We'll leave it there.
Pew pew.
I am super excited to see which one of these high ranked Moneyline teams does end up actually losing.
What's this fucking guy's problem?
I fear
that's the theme in college basketball.
I fear Florida could lose.
You don't think Ole Miss could get Kentucky, but I guess they've been kind of dropping.
I think this is a good spot for Kentucky to.
How about Indiana State? The
Sycamores?
Newly ranked Sycamores are laying 18.5 tonight.
Oh, yeah, because they have the best player in the country.
I tell you what.
Is it that white kid with goggles?
Yep.
That kid's hilarious.
He's a dog.
I was introduced to the Trapezoid of Excellence last night.
What the fuck?
I'll have to find it. But it's basically if you rate everyone's like pace in scoring play with their efficiency, all the Final Four teams have been within
one quadrant.
One Trapezoid of Excellence.
Okay.
Shout out to whoever made that TikTok that I saw last night.
Probably fucking Ken Palm.
I also, another shout out to the Hammer Down Discord boys. They DM me, and I think probably all of us, in the lead up to the Super Bowl, saying that the team ride of the night was Fred Warner over 8.5 tackles.
Oh, did that hit?
So I jumped on with the boys, and it did hit. He had 10 tackles.
Congrats.
Shout out
Roscoe Hash and all the lads.
Tony, that guy talks a lot.
Tony loves the Discord.
He says a lot, but shout out for running the Discord.
Hell yeah. Way to go.
Shout out. Let me in the Discord.
Guy's pretty fucking chirpy.
Brandon Ayuk
might have
just done the
pretty fucking chirpy.
Brandon Ayuk might have just done the greatest interview of all time.
Where at?
He's just standing in front of his locker with he's just holding the football.
Throw me the ball. T.O. style.
Give me the ball.
Need a prop.
Was asked if he hopes to stay with the 49ers. If that's the right move.
Oh.
Yeah. Ray McCloud said no regrets. I'm a playmaker.
Ray should have fell on
that was ball. A yeah, but that was a split second.
Like you can't really say like
he had the football
on the ball.
He had like, the awareness to be like that hit
Ray. This is my issue though, and we know Ray. We watch Ray.
He
Tony,
dives at the ball and it hits him in the face. He looks like an idiot.
We've watched Ray play for the Steelers for a long time. Ray thought he was picking that ball up and going for six.
Oh yeah,
that's the issue,
or the solution.
Yeah, he just fall on
it. That was quick.
It was tough.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
No, you know, you try and fall on it.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. Let's update you here. 1-1 between City and Copenhagen.
Barn burner.
Yep.
About to go to half. Leipzig and Real 0-0 about to go to half.
Another burner.
Tomorrow, Gumsh.
Yes.
I know it's juicy, so it's going to be a parlay starter for my day.
Yes.
But tomorrow, it feels, Champions League.
Yes, tomorrow's Champions
Wednesday
League.
Wednesday, Champions League.
It feels to me, at least, that the curse of Harry Kane is really starting to set in, and that Lazio plus 1.5 minus 240 is the biggest lock that I've ever seen.
I like Bayern on the money line.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But.
Fair enough.
You get plus a half at plus 120.
What's
you're getting double chance.
What's City live?
Probably still absurd, plus 500 or minus 500.
Yeah, they were ginormous favorites.
I love Real.
Minus 270.
Yeah, give it a minute. I like Real Sociedad. I love them in La Liga. I don't think they're marching into
Paris Saint Germain.
Yeah, and getting the result. I'll take PSG on the money line tomorrow as well.
It would be cool if that barn just started hissing with like 10 minutes left, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Down 2-1, and everyone's just hissing like a bunch of French hissers.
Do we want the junkies tomorrow?
Genesis?
Golf?
Do we care about golf?
Let's get their word.
Yeah, we should get the junkies word.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Junkie check-in.
Let's get the junkies word.
Sunday Red.
Fucking love it.
So sick.
I'm going to buy so much fucking.
I can't wait for them to add like six more tails.
I know I was wrong this morning about it being a trademark thing, but I cannot believe the whole rule of threes reasoning.
I was curious about it because when you said that, I was like, didn't LeBron try to trademark Taco Tuesday?
Yeah, obviously you can trademark Sunday Red. So that was a stupid statement.
Why not? Like,
but I do feel like it's a lot easier to enforce the trademark on Sun Space Day Red.
It'd be so sweet if it was just Tiger, though.
Tiger'd be cool.
Tiger.
Ooh, you'd eat the shit out of that.
I don't think you'd get that trademark away from Canada, but you could try. You could try.
Anything else, boys?
Oh, Man City just went up.
God damn it.
Sure.
I knew I should have fucking played it then.
Should have got down live.
Now they're -1450.
That's a good price. I take it now.
Surely it's Bernardo Silva.
Was the it?
Added man. Time in the first.
I can't stand Bernardo.
Son of a bitch.
I'm on Man City and I still can't stand it.
They subbed off Grealish. What's the deal?
Jockey?
Big Cavs got picked up a knock.
Yellow?
What's that?
No, picked up a knock. He's hurt.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
When the fuck does baseball start? Jesus.
Spring training, a couple weeks.
Yeah, Yankees tweeted a picture. Aaron Judge, wet your whistle.
Opening day is normally like April 1st, end of March.
What's wrong? What's the issue, Mitt?
Yeah, what's the deal? Your
fucking problem.
I mean,
fucking champion.
Why don't you live your life a day at a time?
Yeah. It's called March Madness, not March Sadness, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate college basketball.
Whoa.
All right.
So get little.
Get that hate out of your heart, brother.
Get it out of your heart.
You're young and lad
with mana.
Enjoy the life, out of brother. Your heart.
Wake up.
I know. I need to get more mana. But Tony, I got some for you.
Sure.
All right, Tony.
Yep.
Talent wins games, but teamwork and intelligence wins championships.
Yeah,
great Michael Jordan.
Brother. I appreciate that information.
Brother, I thank you for saying
thank you.
Thank you for that quote, brother.
I have much more mana now, brother.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah!